Aden Mohammed Noor is a firewood trader in Dadaab town. It's home to thousands of Somali refugees who have escaped conflict and drought. Most rely on firewood and charcoal for warmth and cooking. Noor, a Kenyan, says he has to travel farther to look for acacia trees, which are endangered species.
Before, we used to walk for a short time to find the trees. Now we have to walk for 5 days to find anything that can make us enough money. The trees are getting scarce.
Trees and patchy grasslands have long existed in this region, but now they have all but disappeared, exposing the area to sandstorms and blistering heat.
People here rely on firewood for their cooking needs. We have been talking to sellers who say they have to go far to look for trees to cut, but they also know the harm caused by cutting down trees. But they say this is their livelihood.
Droughts have become more frequent in recent years. 5 rainy seasons have failed in the Horn of Africa. Millions of people are on the brink of starvation. The number of people living in Dadaab and other arid areas is growing rapidly, and resources are stretched. Climate change is also making life worse for many. Kenya is ahead of many other countries in working to safeguard the environment, but analysts say more needs to be done.
There is a difference with actions that are happening as pockets as compared to happening at scale and touching the lives of many people. And the argument is, can we bring those pockets of successes to scale, not necessarily only in the Horn of Africa, but we need to graduate from policy to action.
Noor has lived in Dadaab all his life. He says if the environment continues to deteriorate, he can see his way of life being wiped out. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Dadaab in northeastern Kenya.